be able to pick up the phone and call up a friend. You know, BB and CC, I'm glad you put me back on the right track. 'Cause I was calling all the wrong people. My employer couldn't help me. My doctor couldn't help me. My lawyer couldn't help me. But the blood. Oh yeah, the blood. I trust the blood.
You're tuned in to the Voice of the Gospel, 88.1 FM, beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners, 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
Let's look at the root of bitterness. I'm going to spend a little time on this one. Hebrews chapter 12. Look at Hebrews 12. Now, it's very difficult to hide the root of the love for money, because it always manifests on the outside. You can look at people and tell when they just have that spirit on, they just want stuff. They can't hide it, because they're in the pursuit of natural things. You can't hide it. But this root right here, you can hide it. The root of bitterness, you can cover it up, you can camouflage it. It can be hidden for many years. And if it's not dealt with, then it's going to bring forth fruit one day that's not going to be nice. Now, let me give you an illustration of what I'm talking about, how root systems, most of them grow underground in the unseen. You can't see what's going on under the ground. All you see is the manifestation on top of the ground. You know, I had a tree in my yard years ago that the tree, when I first planted it, did real good for a year or two. And then all of a sudden, the tree just stopped growing. I mean, it was just, every spring, just bud out. Beautiful tree. And it did that for about 2 years. And then the third year, it just didn't grow. Very few leaves came on it. So I got a soak of holes and put around it. You know, I drill holes in the ground and put fertilizer seed down in the ground. You know, I fertilize it. I even went to the agriculture department and took them a soil sample for them to test my ground to see if I had some minerals that for that type of tree that wasn't growing. They looked at the soil samples, run the soil samples for me and say, "Well, you need a little bit more of this or that." And he said, "Now go buy this fertilizer." And they gave me some number, I don't know, 21, 21, 30 or something like that. Don't remember what it was. But they say, "Just put that around, it ought to be all right." So I did all that. Next year, still didn't grow. So finally I made a decision, this tree needed to come up. I went to dig it up one day, and to my surprise, when I dug around the tree and pulled it out, it was just like the day I bought it. I had bought the tree at a nursery down in Forest Hill, and they had put a wire around it to hold all the dirt in and had wrapped it in burlap. So when I pulled it out, the burlap was still there, and the wire was there. The wire was still all around this root. So it was root bound. The roots couldn't grow because the wires. I probably should have cut the wires loose before I put it in the ground so that the roots could span out and go. And so they grew as far as they could grow, and then the tree got stunted because the root system could not escape the wires that was around it. And I say, "Well, look at there. This been under the ground all of this time. I didn't realize that this tree was sick from day one, that it was doomed to failure. The guy told me, he said, you can just put it in the ground just like that. He said, that wire is going to rust away, and it's not going to be a problem. He said, just put it in the ground just like it is. But that wire didn't rust. It didn't rust away. It was just like the day I put it in the ground. And I said, the poor tree, you know, starving, wanting to grow. But growth stunted. You see, that's what happened when you have the wrong root system, is that for a while you can camouflage it. Because you'll look okay and everything will be all right, but you're going to hit a point, you'll hit a point where the growth is not going to be there, and then it's going to manifest that something is wrong. And so bitterness is like that. And let's look at this scripture right here. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14 and 15. It says, well, let's go back up to verse 13. It says, make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Now notice here, he's talking about your relationships with other people. He tells you to pursue peace, follow peace, go after peace, do everything you can to maintain peaceful relationships among one another. And he's going to tell you why you need to do that. Why do you need to make sure that you don't let bitterness into your heart? Why you need to keep peace as the umpire of your heart? Because if you don't, you're going to allow some seeds to get inside of you that's going to grow. They may go undetected for a long, long time. And then all of a sudden, when it's time for them to bring forth fruit, then you have an explosion. People just blow up and you say, I don't know what happened to them. Why they blew up like that? Well, I'm going to tell you, they had a bad root system. Why they just blow up like that? I mean, 5 years I knew this person and they was okay. And then all of a sudden, one day they just blew up. What happened? Well, did it just happen then? No, they had some seeds in them that they didn't take care of. They didn't uproot some things, and they allowed that seed of bitterness to grow in them. And I'm going to tell you, you let a seed grow in you and you keep watering it. You keep supplying water and nourishment to it. That means you keep repeating it. You keep going over and over again. You keep nursing it. You keep telling everybody about it. That's supplying fertilizer for it. That's giving water to it. And one day, it's going to pop out with some fruit. And I'm going to show you what the fruit is, that you'll be able to identify the fruit. You'll be able to see what the results are. So listen at this next verse. It says, looking diligently, that means don't glance. Some people glance at their heart. Well, I don't see nothing. Took them about 3 seconds. You got any business in? No, no, ain't got a bit. Nope. How long did you look? Well, about 2 seconds. I ain't got none of that in me. How long did you look? What did he say? He said, looking how? That means that with careful observation, that means you unturn every rock, you look in every crevice, you search your heart with the help of the Holy Spirit, because no man knows the heart. The Bible says the heart deceitfully wicked, who can know it? You can't even know your own heart. So you have to have the Holy Spirit shine a light down in your spirit and say, the Lord, if there's something in me not like you, let me know about it. And sometimes people know they got things in them that's wrong, but they won't let the Lord deal with it. They keep covering it up. They know, I know I ain't right, but I ain't ready for deliverance. I'm embarrassed. I ain't exposing this because I'm ashamed about it. I'm going to tell you, you don't need to be ashamed, because I'm going to tell you the shame is waiting. You think you shame now. You better deal with it while you have God's grace so that Satan don't get a hold of you. He said, looking diligently, lest any man. This could happen to anybody. Yes. Yes. Looking diligently, lest any man fall or fail of the grace of God. That means fall from God's grace. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, bring trouble in your life, and thereby many be defiled. Notice he went from any man to many. Because when this thing is allowed to manifest, it don't just affect the person that's got it. It defiles people that's in relationship. You know, you can be poisoned with somebody else's discontent. You look at the word bitterness, and another definition of it is poison. It is a poison. It's a poisonous substance, a gall of bitterness. It's how Acts talks about it in Acts chapter 8 when it talked about Simon. It said, I perceive you're in the gall of bitterness. You know how sometimes you see people casting the devil out of somebody and they'll throw up green stuff? I'll tell you what it is. It's bitterness that came up. Because it's your liver produces a greenish, brownish liquid that goes into the gallbladder. It's kind of greenish looking, right? All right, that's what they call gall. And that's what the word gall means. It means green. You see people throwing up, they threw up green stuff. I'll tell you what it was. It was that root of bitterness coming out of them. Stuff just manifests in the natural. He said, thereby many be defiled. So not just the person who carrying it, but even all the people that they're in relationship with can be infected or be contaminated with somebody else's bitterness. You ever had a friend get mad at somebody and come tell you, and now you mad at them? You ever had, how many of y'all had that happen? Now you want to tell them off. You know, that's how it happened. You know, somebody else get mad at somebody, and they tell you, let me tell you what they did to me, and now you mad at them. Now you ain't even speaking to them. They ain't did nothing to you. Well, if you did it to my friend, you just well did it to me. Well, I'm going to tell you what, you bet you can't take on everybody's offense. And that's how people get in trouble. And then that seed begin to work in them. And before you know it, you just got a big mess. Look at what it says here. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Now, let me read this out of the Amplified Bible. It says, strive to live in peace with everybody and pursue the consecration and holiness without which no man will ever see the Lord. Now, this is the scripture that says you ain't gonna even see him if you don't live right. Exercise foresight. Listen at this. Exercise foresight and be on the watch to look after one another to see that no one falls back from and fails to secure God's grace, his unmerited favor and spiritual blessing, in order that no root of resentment, rancor, bitterness, or hatred shoots forth and causes trouble and bitter torment. And the many become contaminated and defiled by it. He said, not only, the Amplified said, not only watch for yourself, but watch out for your brothers and sisters, that when you see them moving into bitterness, you better say something to them, because they're going to fall from grace if you don't help them recover themselves out of that. In fact, this whole chapter here is talking about that when the Lord chastens you, don't be weary of his correction. This whole chapter is about how to receive correction and really how to reach out and help correct one another when we see them slipping off that slippery slope of bitterness. So some people will see, oh, they got a bitter spirit. And you just stay in fellowship and don't ever say nothing. Just let them go down that slippery slope.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street.